Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. Jamaica is set to receive another payout of funds, some $40 million, under its extended fund facility agreement with the International Monetary Fund. This after the country passed its 9th IMF review. We get into the details of the review on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica has met all the quantitative targets prescribed by the International Monetary Fund IMF for the April to June quarter of 2015. This is the word coming from head of the IMF mission to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, who adds that pending ratification by the IMF's executive board in September, Jamaica is set to receive a payout of approximately $40 million in budgetary support. Dr. Ramakrishnan adds that Jamaica's overall economic outlook is positive based on the country's sterling record of passing the IMF's reviews.
A gradual economic recovery is underway. Growth outlook is improving, although the drought is hampering agricultural recovery for the second year in a row. Growth is now projected to be about 1.4% for this fiscal year. On the bright side, unemployment rate has declined in April. Inflation is at historic lows. Current account surplus has reduced significantly. Current account deficit has reduced significantly. And the international reserves continue to rise rapidly.
Dr. Ramakrishnan also says the IMF and other international lending agencies continue to take note of the government's commitment to fiscal responsibility and efforts to keep the budget intact. The IMF also applauds the innovative steps being taken by government to keep public debt trending down.
We welcome the recent Petro-Caribbean liability management operation. It was a proactive and important step in reducing Jamaica's public debt. We also welcome the recent wage agreements between the government of Jamaica and some of the trade unions in the public sector. Improving the efficiency, quality, and cost-effectiveness of the public sector are critical for higher growth.
For his part, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is committed to ensuring that Jamaica passes all the IMF's quarterly reviews with flying colors. This, he says, will keep Jamaica firmly on the track of sustained growth and development.
The government remains committed to the economic reform program, of which the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund forms but a part. Our credibility in international and domestic markets has been restored. The tangible response by the rating agencies, the multilateral banks, and the international capital markets, to name a few, confirm this fact.
The minister adds that the government will not engage in any reckless unlocking of spending simply to satisfy a set of short-term calls and needs. The progress being made in agriculture, the energy economy, business process outsourcing, and the tourism sector will have an even sharper positive impact on the Jamaican economy over time as development proceeds in these areas.
Our shared assessment is that Jamaica continues to demonstrate positive macroeconomic performance despite pressures on the growth side caused by the persistent drought. What the country has been able to achieve in a relatively short period of time is significant, and particularly if considered in relation to where we are coming from.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.